We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, welcome back with our 11:06 guest, Elliot Friedman, joining us here as he always does Thursday at 11 o'clock. He's Sportsnet Hockey Night in Canada insider, and you can follow him on Twitter. Has the 31 Thoughts came out yesterday? Two days ago. Craig made that one, didn't read it. Shame on him, but that's okay. He's had a tough couple of days, Elliot, okay? We're not going to get right into that, but if I could send you the picture that he sent me, it would explain to you why he may have missed a couple of articles. Don't worry about it.
Tell him.
No.
You have a big bender, Craig?
No. I came back from practice. Just a quick story. I came back from practice last night with my youngest son, and I came to the backyard, and my wife was sitting out there. My daughter was there, and I bought my daughter a little new golf set, and she was smacking balls around the yard and stuff. And to make a long story short, I had both the boys out there, my daughter, they're both hitting balls all over the yard. I go into the house. I am in the house not longer than 1 minute. And as I'm coming to walk back out of the house to go sit back down in a chair outside, my wife's coming in with her hand over her head, blood pouring out of her fingers, and I'm looking at her like, what just happened? She goes, my youngest daughter hit her in the head with the golf club.
Oh my goodness.
And so I'm we're trying to clean everything up. There's blood all over the floor, this, that, and the other, and I'm we're cleaning her up in the bathroom, and I look at it. And it's like a big gap. I'm like, you're going to need stitches 100%. You got to go to the hospital. She's like, no, it's fine. You know, I'll just like,
it'll heal.
Yeah.
Just a flesh wound.
Yeah. I said, Krista,
she's saying I can play. I'm good to go.
100%. And I said, absolutely not. You need to go. So anyway, she goes to the hospital and she comes back and she didn't need stitches. She needed staples.
Oh,
because it was so deep.
Oh.
And anyway, yeah, she's got the club hit her across the face, and the club head hit her into the head. So she's got a black eye, she's got staples in her head, and she's I'll tell you, she's tough as nails, this one. So
wow. Yeah.
So
you can't, if you're
his apologies for missing the article.
Yeah. That's a legit apology, man. That's legit.
When you get to the article, Riv, it's number 29, thought number 29. Okay. Go check it out. Your name gets dropped in there. We've made it in there a few times, Elliot. I appreciate that. You know what? I threw something out there before we get into Sabre moves. Actually, I'll ask you at the end because everybody listening wants to know about Sabre moves.
Okay.
We had a long conversation about Linus Allmark.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about what the likelihood is that the Sabres move him by Monday. He's a UFA, playing very well. But first question I want to ask you is, how much did that trade last night with New Jersey affect the Sabres and Taylor Hall going to the Islanders?
The thing I think it affects the most is that there's one potential dance partner that's not there anymore. I do think the Islanders were in on Hall. I do think they were looking at it. They were kind of, you know, doing their due diligence on what they were going to do. And I think they were one of the teams that was looking at them. So now you've lost a partner, right? You've lost a little bit of leverage. We'll see. I think that, you know, it can go one of two ways, Andrew. You either look at it and say, okay, we're in trouble because we lost a team, or now the teams that didn't get Palmieri are now looking at Hall, and it increases the likelihood you can make a deal with one of them. One of the things I think about Lou Lamoriello is, he likes to move fast. He doesn't like to wait until the last minute. I mean, you know him. He likes to bring in players as early as he can to sort of fit them into their lineup. Plus, the Islanders had a game tonight. He wanted them for that. So I think what it might do is just settle everything down for a couple days and make everyone say, okay, who's next on our radar? Now, the one thing I also look at there, Andrew, is that look at, like, New Jersey really wanted the first rounder. Look at everything they had to do to get a first rounder. Two players, 50% salary on both, two prospects who don't have high ceilings, and they got their first rounder. They told everyone, we want to get the first rounder, and they twisted themselves to get to that first rounder. They got it. But it shows you how hard it's going to be.
And that's what I said at the start of the show was, and I wasn't trying to be negative. I was trying to be realistic and say, you know, here I am expecting a first round pick for Taylor Hall with just Taylor Hall and half of his salary, but I'm expecting it, but I'm doubtful that that's going to be the return with just that.
Well, what it says to me is that if you're probably going to have to decide, you know, what do you want? Do you want a first rounder or do you want the best prospect? You're not getting both. Unless
I'll take the prospect.
Okay. Well, 100%. I mean, that's fair. Like
you say no, Craig.
No, 100%. I don't need a first rounder. I don't need a first round pick. I want the best prospect because the prospect that you're going to get is probably a first round draft pick. And he's just one or two years further along in his development. I don't want a first round pick.
I could go either way. I'm not convinced it because he's a rental, right? Like you need the bidding war. You need the bidding war. The Devils had a bit of a bidding war for Palmieri, a bit of one. And that allowed them to get that first round pick. But it's, you know, it's high. It's going to be probably 20 at best. So, I mean, it's tough out there. It for rentals, it's really, really tough out there. I think, to me, the biggest question is how many teams do you got that really want Hall? And, you know, I think there's a couple looking at it, but is it going to be enough to get you to the drive you to the best price? I think that's going to be the big question.
Sportsnet Hockey Night in Canada insider Elliot Friedman joining us here as he always does Thursday at 11:06 a.m. We're talking about Sabre trades and all the inside stuff that could happen leading up to Monday. And, you know, talking Taylor Hall, because I think he's the number one player on the trade bait list, everyone's trade bait list, especially ours.
Number 1, 2, 3. Yep.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. He's up there. But Elliot, where does Linus Allmark fall? Do you have any inside information on what's happening with him and the Sabres and coming back next year being a UFA? I feel like everyone here loves him. Everyone's fallen in love with him. And I think now everybody wants him to stay.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's played really hard and has battled really well. I think it shows that, you know, when your organization brought him in and chose him, they made a good pick. Like he's a good player. I do think there's a market for goaltenders right now, Andrew. I think there are some teams looking around and saying, you know, we can't be caught short in goal during the playoffs. I think Toronto's one of those teams. I don't think they're the only ones. I think there's some goalies that could move around. Dubnyk in San Jose, Forsberg in Ottawa, possibly one of the Carolina guys. Like, I do think there is a goalie market out there, and I've got to believe 100%. But I think Toronto's called you guys and said, okay, if we want to do this, you know, what are we thinking about here? You know, I think the biggest question I have, and I'm not saying this specific to Allmark, it's more of a general question is, I think for the guys who've been Sabres for a while, how many of them are saying, I just want to try something new? You know, I, and again, I'm not necessarily saying that specific to Allmark.
There's a lot. And it hurts me to say that because I played here at a time when we were very good and the Stars loved it here. Like everybody loved it here.
I just don't want anyone going to Allmark and saying like, oh, well, we heard on the radio that someone said that you don't want to be here. I don't know that. I'm just saying that I think there's a question. I think a number of Sabres players have is that, is it time to try something else? And that's the only question I ask of some of these guys. That's all.
So if there is a guy, there's only one guy that comes to mind, and that's Rasmus Ristolainen. He's been here longer than anybody in this organization.
Reinhardt would be another, I would wonder.
Well, he's a six-year guy.
It's a long time, Riz.
Yes, I'm not saying that Reinhardt is not that guy also, but I'm thinking that, you know, Rasmus Ristolainen's been here for 8 years, okay? Mm-hmm. He has been through a lot in 8 years. At what point in time is he saying, I don't want to deal with this after the season. I want to go to a team now.
Like Bogosian last year, getting traded and going and winning a cup.
Yeah.
I want to play in the playoffs. I want an opportunity to feel that feeling of playing in the playoffs. I don't want to talk about it in the summertime. Can you move me now? And it's just interesting, you know, how many players, you know, like you said, that older, you know, core group of players that have not been a playoff team and have not experienced that, how bad do these guys want it?
Well, I honestly believe, Craig, that I think there's a few guys who are probably looking at it that way. I think the other thing too is that it's harder to trade guys with term now. That's one thing that we're learning, is that because the cap is going to be flat for a couple of years, it's you know, Ristolainen has term. That's going to hurt him a little bit. Guys with no term, like Omar, is a lot easier if you want to do that. You know, like I wrote this week in the column that you didn't read. I think that Adams is the guy right now. I really do think he's the guy in the league who's got the most going on. He's got the most balls in the air. Someone asked me, I was on a podcast, I was taping them before, and they said, if you could look at any GM's phone right now, which one would you take? And I didn't even breathe. I said Kevin Adams. I think he's got the most fascinating stuff going on.
Elliot Freeman joining us here.
How many moves do you expect? If I were to say an over-under of...
That's a tough one.
Of 3.5 moves...
Let me add to that. Can I add to that too, Craig? Can I sweeten your question?
I like it.
You said in your number four on your list here in your column, Elliot, you said there's a big difference between considering and doing. But I think he's now considering almost everything, and I do believe he's listening to Jack Eichel pitches.
Yeah, I believe that.
So carry on with your question, Riv. Like, is that a deal? Like, we're not looking at that kind of a deal.
Jack Eichel is not a deal. And I think we can all agree with this. Jack Eichel is not a deal that you're doing now.
But I think Sam Reinhart could be.
You would have to get a lion's share for Sam Reinhart right now.
Like I said, look, I think the Sabres are going to make changes, whether it's now or later. The problem with now, Craig, is that there's not a lot of buyers now. There will be more buyers later. I think you're probably right that if there's major surgery, it comes later because it makes more sense and there's more teams that can do it. But I think at the very least, what he's doing is laying the groundwork. At the very least.
I have a question for you. Like, where's your microphone?
It's right here.
Oh, yeah. It's just rubbing against the turtleneck.
Oh, sorry about that.
Apologies. Yeah, it's okay. Elliot's got the turtleneck going if you're listening on WGR 550. I mean, he's old school and it looks fantastic. What'd you say he looked like, Riv? You called him a what?
A Sprockets. You remember the old Saturday Night Live? Yeah.
Now's the time on Sprockets when we dance.
That's it.
So Elliot Freeman joining us here in the Instigators. We're just talking about the trade. Do you not think Sam Reinhart is a name that could be traded at the deadline here?
Sure.
Do you know if there have been calls and what kind of offers?
I don't know what kind of offers. I think there's
who's calling on Sam Reinhart? Calgary?
Who's looking for a winger? Well, the thing is, like, if you're Calgary, like, that's a bigger deal for Calgary because you're moving someone out to get him, right? Like, if you're trading for Sam Reinhart and you're Calgary, who's not a playoff team, you're doing it because you want him long term. So that's a bigger deal.
So who's looking for a winger of that caliber, that money? And would you, and in those conversations,
who has more value?
In those conversations, would you say that half of his salary would be something that they would want them to consider if it was done at the deadline this year?
I think if you look at most of the teams involved in the deadline this year, they would almost, I think most of them would want retention. Yes.
So does that affect Kevin Adams' ability to make deals or figure out which deals he's going to make first? Because he can only pick up three and he's already picked up Stahl. There's still talk of Hall. There's still talk of Montour. And if Reinhart, as I mentioned to you, if his name's getting tossed into deals, that's going to be salary retention as well.
Well, the thing is, what it is that he'll make his choice based on the best offers he gets. Like, I think if Buffalo's willing to retain, and I think they are, then it increases your ability to get what you need to get or what you want to get, right? We'll make it work for you, but how are you going to make it work for us?
What other teams do you expect to be more?
Can I throw something out there? I want Elliot to be GM for a second because I love this. If I could have you for a day in my backyard, oh my God, it would be
amazing. I don't want to get.
Would that be the most famous person you've ever had a beer with, Riv?
100% guaranteed. Nice. It would be legendary. But I want to ask you, we're talking about Sam Reinhart. You mentioned Calgary. I don't know why you mentioned Calgary.
Actually, I think
maybe because he's a Western. Yeah, no, I'm pointing to Andrew. Calgary right now is struggling.
Yes.
They've had some struggles, and I'm going to throw something out there and say, is Sam Reinhart, does he have the same value as a player like Sean Monahan?
Well, I think the one thing that Monahan has as an advantage is he's a center, and centers always get a bit more value.
Reinhart's a new centerman too.
What's that?
Reinhart's a new centerman too.
Yes, that's right. You're right. I should clarify that. You know, the one thing I will say about Reinhart, and I think I've said on this show before, is when a guy's in a bad situation, how hard do they play? Reinhart plays hard.
Yes, he does.
And so does Ristolainen. Ristolainen plays hard. And the guys who play hard in tough situations will notice that. Like, I think Reinhardt's reputation is good.
So
sounds
I guess
like you're
what
saying
I'm
they're
trying...
going to re-sign him, Elliot.
I think Buffalo would like to keep Reinhardt. But now, here's the thing, though. The leverage has shifted to the player because he's 1 year away from unrestricted free agency.
Yes,
like, I think it goes back to what we talked about before, guys, and that is our guy's simply going to say, I just want to see what else is out there. Like you've watched.
So when I talk about Sam Reinhart and us moving, like, we don't want to trade Sam Reinhart for, you know, a first rounder that's going to take possibly who knows how many years to develop. You get maybe a B-plus level prospect that you really don't know how they're going to fit into the lineup. I like the idea of Sam Reinhart has been a very good player in this league for a very long time. Okay. He has produced every year. He has always played hard in each and every game. And is there a way of moving a player like Sam Reinhart and acquiring another player of his stature? So you're almost doing something
kind of like your Seth Jones for Ryan Johansson.
Yes, and giving a fresh start, a fresh beginning to that player. Is that an option? And I'm just thinking Sean Monahan, because Sean Monahan, you know, he's got, what, 7 goals this year? He's, you know, faltering for the second year in a row now. Mm-hmm. And is it just time that you need a spark, a change, something different?
That is something that just in terms of, look, I think Sean Monahan would be available. I think Calgary would be willing to listen to something like that. I think it comes down to how you guys value Sean Monahan. I don't have that answer.
I believe you do, Elliot. I believe you have all the answers.
No, I certainly don't.
I just think you withhold on us.
He's a center. He's an Ontario guy. Maybe he would be happy with the idea of coming to Buffalo. Look, put it this way. Like, in theory, Craig, I could see it working. I could see Buffalo saying, we want more. I mean, it's, I could just say that.
You could say that Buffalo wants more or Calgary wants more?
I think they both would say they would try to get more. That's where you grind, right? Mm. But the idea of that kind of a thing, I don't see why it's not possible. I can see both teams grinding for more, though. I'm sure Buffalo would say, we think Reinhardt's a better player. I'm sure Calgary would say, we think Monahan's a better player, and he's a center.
Answer Craig's over under 3.5 on the trade thing before I ask.
I'm going to say under simply because I don't know how many teams are going to have the ability to make so many moves, right? There's not a lot of buyers. If this was a normal year with no pandemic, I would say over.
Tell me this. Yesterday was National Beer Day, Elliot. Who's the most famous person you've ever had a beer with?
Oh, boy. That's a great question.
It's going to be Craig when you enter his backyard to play GM for a day. But until then, who is it?
The most famous person I've ever had a beer with.
Craig had a beer with Pierce Brosnan. No conversation.
That's really good.
Yeah, he didn't know it. He didn't know that, you know, we had a connection. But I was sitting right beside him, elbow to elbow. I was trying to peek over his shoulder because he was, I'm telling you, he was reading a script.
What year was it? I said it was the Mamma Mia script, Elliot, because he had the white linen shirt on and the chest hairs popping out with the Ray-Bans on.
I'm going to tell you this. What I'm going
to
do.
I want to believe it was Bond.
I'm going to tell you this. You guys think I'm joking. This guy was reading a script. It was this thick. I was looking over his shoulder. He gave me old, like, seriously, give me some space. And I was like, bud, I was here first.
And actually, that's when he came up with the name GoldenEye.
I got this guy.
It was because you were sitting at the bar.
Listen to me. I said to my wife, and I'm going to go back and do the research of the day I was there at the resort, and I'm going to find out what movies came a year after
or my two time there. Could be 3 years. If you watch Entourage, it takes years to make a movie. Really? Aquaman took
that long?
A couple years.
Okay, yeah, so let's we'll give a 1 to 3 year period and what movies were made. Elliot.
Well, he's been making the kind of Rivs has been in the league since 96, so he's been making the kind of money to hang with guys like Brosnan for a long time. And in between there's a lot of racks to the brain, man. So, I mean, the years are jumbling together. Elliot. Yeah.
In that same trip, Elliot, you remember a guy in the NBA named Desmond Mason?
Of course.
He was the slam dunk champ.
Yeah, great dunker. He was traded for Gary Payton, I think.
He thought he was going to go on and take my tee time.
Ray Allen. What's that?
He was going to walk on there and take my tee time.
Really?
I was the first guy. I booked my time at 7 o'clock in the morning. That was the first tee time. I get there. There's not a person in the entire course. There's nobody except one guy that was 6'11", and he thought he was going to take my tee time. And I walked up to him and I said, do you want to go first? And he goes, you want to play together? And I'm like, yes, I do. Because I knew he was an athlete. He's looking at me going, oh, look at this guy, right?
Face your banker.
And then by hole number nine, the beer cart finally came out. It was 9 o'clock. Beer cart girl cruises up to us. He orders a bottle of water, and I order 4 Coronas. Mm-hmm. And it was on. I took him for a little cash. We played a nine-hole round, and he was paying the hockey player.
Elliot, your phone blowing up. You got some insider information for us?
Yeah, there's a trade going down between Florida and Chicago.
What is it? Riv's cousin plays in Florida.
Who's that?
Mac Weegar.
Oh, no, it's not him.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Okay. Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, you knew. Yeah, you did. So what's the deal?
I got to work at it. Can I go? I got to work at it.
Yeah, just drop it right on the show, and then we'll let you go, Elliot. Go ahead.
Okay.
No one's listening to the Instigators anyway. Go ahead.
No, it's – oh, Riley Stillman to Chicago. I got to figure
out. Okay, that's a young defenseman.
Yeah, hold on one second. I got to go, guys. I got to
all right.
Oh, the inside. This has become a weekly thing. Thanks, Elliot. Thanks. All right, Elliot. Hey, you hung up on the show. I really wish you didn't go so long. I would have liked to have known who the most famous person was that he ever had a beer with.
Yeah, right.